Highbridge Audio presents Lavender Lies, a China Bales mystery by Susan Wittig Albert. Read for you by the author.
Prologue. Lavender in full bloom is a beautiful plant, and the Tuscan fields where it grows are famous for their beauty. But the workers who harvest the crop arm themselves with stout sticks because they know that poisonous snakes hide in the lavender's dry, fragrant shade. Perhaps for that reason, lavender became a symbol of dishonesty, deception, and secret malice. In the Victorian language of flowers, a sprig of lovely lavender tucked into a bouquet might convey the warning, "Beware of deceit." My name is China Bales. A few years ago, having discovered that the herbs growing in the greenhouse window of my condo were far more interesting and less stressful than the legal career I was cultivating, I quit. I turned in my boardroom key, cashed in my retirement plan, and opened an herb shop called Time and Seasons in Pecan Springs, a small Texas town halfway between Austin and San Antonio. It hasn't been the uneventful life I anticipated, and I'm certainly not reaping bushels of money. But my earnings don't grow out of somebody else's grief, and I'm doing what I want to do. What's more, I can enjoy the luxury of closing the shop on Mondays. I can sit on the porch of my big Victorian house, which overlooks 3 acres of beautiful Texas hill country, and chat with my friend Ruby Wilcox. It isn't a bad life. A wild and wonderful 6-foot-tall redhead.